Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Ask a different question every week, and we want to know what you think. And of course, if you, and by the way, when you click your answer, you will be able to see how the poll is going so far. And of course, my newsletter is there, my blog. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. I think you'll like it. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. We've been doing that for over 11 years now. Jim Donovan is our guest. He's been a member of our Brain Trust since the beginning. And he's the author of a new book, brand new book coming out real soon, 52 Ways to a Happier Life. Jim, that's on the shelves in, the next 30 days?
Yeah, I would think so. It just, I mean, literally came back to the publisher yesterday. So we'll see what it takes to get it out
there. Well, you let us know when it's ready, and we'll tell folks about it, because I know they're going to want to know about it. So give us a sneak peek into the book. Give us an example of one or two or three of your 52 ways to live a happier life. What would be the most important thing to think about?
Yeah, and it, you know, the nice thing about this book is that it's 52 mini chapters. So it's something that someone can read in 5 minutes, literally. A chapter is two pages. It's very similar to my first book, which I know you liked, Handbook to a Happy
Absolutely.
Life. Absolutely. I talk about things like, you know, here's something that a lot of people never do is congratulate yourself for what you've already accomplished. You know, we're so focused on what we want to do tomorrow, what our goals are. And I stumbled into this one time. Going into a new year, I was doing goal setting, and I realized that in the corporate world, people write their accomplishments down. So that became another mini chapter, is writing your accomplishments. And to get a raise, you have to, you know, your boss wants to know what you did last year. And I said, well, why can't I do that? I work for myself, but why can't I write down my accomplishments? Because we tend to think that we haven't really done anything. Like, well, you know, the year went by. I didn't do much last year. It was kind of slow. And then you start writing down, well, let's see, I wrote a book, and I did this, and I did that, and I did that. No, you know, I wrote another book. And after a while, you've got a list of things that you've done. You feel good. It is a key thing, because if you feel good, now you want to start setting new goals.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to set new goals from feeling lousy. So it talks about things like that.
Well, you know, Jim, along those lines, this is something that I'm glad you brought that up, because I have a little short piece that I wrote about this, and I've actually narrated it into a 1-minute message. And that's that, you know, be sure to recognize that if you're looking forward to the next goal in your company, next rung of the ladder, don't desire that next thing so much that you can't appreciate the fact that it's pretty cool where you are to have the ability to anticipate that kind of a next rung.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't waste this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
That's chapter 5, actually, appreciating and acknowledging the abundance you already have in your life.
Yeah.
And seeing that, and take a minute and just kind of bask in that a little bit. You
know, it's not resting on your laurels. It's just being happy. So it's part of being happy, a way to be happy, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it really comes down to, you know, it's not walking around with a grin on your face. To me, that's not living a happy life. That's just being, you know, looking like you're happy. I think it really comes down to how are you communicating with yourself? How are you pushing your own buttons? Mm-hmm. That's why I write what I write, because I try to give people little, you know, here's a little nugget. You know, there's a chapter in here, chapter 29. What if you didn't reach your goals? What do you do? Do you give up, lay down in a corner and die? No, you move the date. You reset the goal. You reevaluate it. Take another look. Maybe it's not something you really want in the first place.
Well, and you know, as financial people will tell you, all projections are wrong.
Yeah.
So your goal, your idea of how you think, where you think you want to be, or how you think the future should be, you're probably going to be wrong.
But, you know, people still buy into this. I wrote about something. It was a woman. I went in the post office one day, and we were talking about goals. The woman was in a network marketing company that worked at PO. And I said, well, do you have your goals written down? She said, no. I said, why not? She said, well, then if I miss them, I'll be depressed. I'm afraid I won't reach them. I said, I can guarantee you won't reach them if you don't write them down.
That's right.
You know, it's crazy. People do this kind of stuff because they're, you know, they worry about what if I don't get there. Well, you know what? Write it down.
Dream the dream.
You may or may not get there.
But when I say you probably will be wrong, I don't mean that you won't accomplish anything.
Right. You may go way past it.
That it won't look like what you thought it was going to look like.
Yeah, it won't look like what you thought, and you won't get there the way you think you're going to get there.
Right.
That's a big one.
And here's the thing, Jim. You have to allow for that possibility and learn how to embrace that possibility, because the world and the reality that you find yourself in may be a lot more, probably is a lot more accurate and valuable than what you thought you wanted.
Yeah. How many times have you write at the bottom, this or something better, thy will be done?
How many times have you gone after a goal, Jim, missed it, and then looked around and said, thank God I missed that goal?
Yeah, right, yeah. I'm really glad I didn't get that. What a mess that would have been.
Thank God I didn't get what I asked for there.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to the homecoming queen you wish you married until you meet her 20 years later. I've had a few of those. But so it's all that kind of stuff. There are ideas. You know, it's like you could open a book anywhere and read something. And I talk about how many channels of income do you have. So many people are relying, even people in business, they have their one stream. You know, our business is coming from the yellow pages, mm-hmm. if that still exists. You know, and there are people that are still doing that. That's what they're expecting. All their business is coming from.
Right.
Meanwhile, the world is changing around them. Social media is taking off like a rocket. And they've got blinders on. Well, get another stream of business coming, another stream of income from social media. Get something going on the web. Get something going in radio advertising. Hello, you know, radio is still a very powerful medium. You know, and you can back it up with a web page. You can, you know, for example, if people today go to jimdonovan.com/gift, they'll get a free ebook of success and happiness with your friend Vic Johnson's in there, with Jeff Keller and myself and a bunch of people.
Right.
Give us that site again
so we can get that.
Yeah, it's JIMDONOVAN.com, jimdonovan.com/gift, GIFT.
Thank you for that, Jim.
Just
I appreciate that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk more about how to lead a happier life with our good friend Jim Donovan after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.